We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello and welcome, lovely viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1 C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendel Sad. In Adea, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, channel 54 on MJ Sat. In Chang, channel 44 on Orbit Sat International. In Manjo, and channel 45 on Vizio Sat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ulf District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia allocates $3.4 billion for sustainable energy. In cultural news, diverse faiths celebrate Singapore's Racial Harmony Day. In animal welfare news, orphan bears are returned to the wild after over a year spent in a Canadian rescue centre. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 3rd, is the National Day of San Marino, commemorating its founding in 301. An enclave surrounded by Italy, San Marino is thought to be one of the oldest republics in the world. It is said that the country was established by a devout Christian stonemason named Saint Marinus, who sought refuge there and started a small community. The San Marino Historic Center in Mount Titano is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. One of the most famous places in the country is the Acqua Viva, which contains the cliff of the Baldarcerona, where it is believed Saint Marinus first settled. We wish the gentle residents of San Marino an enjoyable National Day. As we celebrate Supreme Master Television's upcoming 5th anniversary, on Wednesday, September 7th, we are honored to present the well wishes from dignitaries, celebrities, and friends throughout this edition of Noteworthy News. Thank you, global viewers, for your love and encouragement.
I really appreciate Supreme Master Television for focusing on climate change. I think you are doing a wonderful job, and in this context, I also would like to congratulate Supreme Master Television on its 5th anniversary. So, congratulations to all.
Lion News. Fires scorched Louisiana and Oregon, USA. As of Friday, September 2nd, a 1,500-acre marsh fire continued to burn in a wooded area of New Orleans, Louisiana, as the National Guard entered a fourth day of working to extinguish the flames. With more than 1 million gallons of water that had been dropped from helicopters onto the fires, regional officials indicated that the subsurface burning of peat made this fire not only very smoky, but also inaccessible by land. Air quality advisories were issued for Baton Rouge and New Orleans, with special caution being suggested for vulnerable groups such as children, the elderly, and those with heart conditions or asthma.
Meanwhile, in the nation's northwest, a wildfire dubbed the High Cascades Fire Complex has consumed almost 90,500 acres by Thursday in central Oregon. Although firefighters had contained 25% of the blaze, almost 200 homes remained threatened, with residents prepared for evacuation. The High Cascades Fire is among a dozen currently burning across Oregon State, with a Federal Fire Center spokesperson saying on Friday that hot, dry, and windy weather is expected to continue fueling the flames that have consumed more than 160,000 acres thus far.
We sincerely thank the officials and dedicated firefighting personnel for your tireless efforts to ensure public safety. May such damaging conditions subside as we join in kinder actions to protect humans and all fellow beings on Earth.
Earthquakes rocked the US and New Zealand. On Thursday, September 1st, Southern California, USA, was hit by a quake measuring 4.2 on the Richter scale. Centered just 38 kilometers northwest of the Los Angeles Civic Center, the tremors could be felt to the south into Orange County, as the area was jolted by several aftershocks. In the early hours of Friday in New Zealand, a 4.9 magnitude aftershock shook Christchurch, with the Institute of Geological and Nuclear Sciences reporting minor damages. The quake was the largest to strike the region since June and was centered at a shallow depth 10 kilometers east of Littleton.
Also very early on Friday, a powerful quake measuring 7.1 on the Richter scale struck in the waters southeast of Atka, Alaska, USA. An initial tsunami warning for the coastal areas from Unimak Pass to Amchitka Pass was issued, with residents advised to evacuate to higher ground. The warning was later lifted and there were no injuries or significant damage reported in any of the Tembler locations. We are grateful for the safety of those in the quake-affected regions and pray that such disturbing events are soon a thing of the past as we join in kinder lifestyles to help stabilize the ecosphere as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Pink and round, me oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with Mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched, your kindness worth more than gold. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection, growing more plump with each passing day, just eat, rest, and play. So lovely was this early morn as clouds were drifting across the horizon. Cuddling together, I and Mommy, unaware of the befalling tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body flat to a cage of horror. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wailed in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me! Oh caretaker, please come protect me quickly! Rescue my life! I'm still at a tender age! Mom was crying out in sorrow, tears of desperation filling her eyes. Ah! immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous, heart-wrenching pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly, I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered, "This piglet would be so tasty, tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby." Oh, how ironic this life! My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity, but all this was a sham. It's all just about profit and gain. Tomorrow, my body will be cut to pieces, my flesh and bones turned to sheer torture, just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feasts and gathering. Children and others too, I wish them all long lives so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes, and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts. Alas, goodbye life, I ache for my gentle suffering mother. In tears, I'm overcome. Oh mommy, mom!
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 508. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Europe's wealthy ask for higher taxes to alleviate financial crisis. In a call similar to the one made last month by billionaire Warren Buffett in the USA, 16 of Europe's wealthiest business leaders joined in urging their governments to increase taxes for people at their income levels as a way to ease large-scale financial difficulties without the need for austerity measures that impact the less fortunate. Among the signatories to the petition are L'Oreal Cosmetics heiress Liliane Bettencourt and sports car manufacturer Ferrari's chairman Luca di Montezemolo. A group of German nationals have also called on the government to tax their wealth, stating that they have more than they need. In an interview with the Italian newspaper La Repubblica, Mr. di Montezemolo stated that compared to demanding sacrifice from lower-income residents, requesting the funds from those who have the most is only fair. Our sincere accolades, Madame Bettencourt and Mr. di Montezemolo, and all others for your noble gestures to benefit the living standards for everyone. Blessed be such thoughtful actions in bringing abundant fulfillment, opportunity and peace to the people of your nations and the world.
First Friends of Libya conference held on Thursday, September 1st in France. Dignitaries from 60 countries and world organizations met with members of Libya's National Transition Council to discuss the nation's transition to a democratic government. During the meeting, participants promised to lift a freeze on $15 billion in Libyan funds to assist in the country's rebuilding, as they also agreed that the United Nations would head up efforts to assist the nation's new leadership. As French President Nicolas Sarkozy urged for national reconciliation and forgiveness, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reiterated pledges of support for Libya's democratic transition, as she also stated that the new government should be given the country's seat at the United Nations. Finally, National Transition Council Chief Mustafa Abdel Jalil highlighted the importance of a Libyan focus on peace. As he stated, "We have to make sure that we fulfill our side of the deal. We must have security in Libya, tolerance and forgiveness must be promoted, and the state of law must be respected. Friends of Libya and National Transition Council participants, we are thankful for your forward-thinking efforts to support the Libyan people. May your goals be swiftly realized for the restoring of a stable society where all residents flourish in safety, dignity, and peace.
Save our planet. Climate change also devastating to mental health. A report prepared by Australia's Climate Institute reveals a link between increased extreme weather events and psychological problems such as depression, substance abuse, and even suicide. Titled A Climate of Suffering, The Real Cost of Living with Inaction on Climate Change, the study notes that the repeated flooding and prolonged drought, seen especially over the past decade in Australia, has generated feelings of anxiety and insecurity, not just in adults, but also for children.
These adverse psychological effects do not diminish quickly, often persisting for months and years, with higher rates of drug and alcohol addiction, violence, family separation, and suicides more likely. Australia's Climate Institute Chief Executive John Connor stated that these deeper effects on human health must thus be accounted for when calculating the true cost of climate change.
Our sincere thanks, Mr. Connor, the Climate Institute of Australia, for this study that reveals some of the additional tragedies of planetary imbalance. May our wiser and more harmonious actions help restore our harmony with nature and foster peace of mind.
During an April 2011 video conference in Mongolia, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed a question on how to counteract the detrimental tolls of climate change that include related disease.
We are witnessing the destruction on environment and massive number of people suffering from diseases in every corner of the world.
That's right.
What would you like to say foremost to humanity right now at this moment?
We have to be merciful and compassionate. In order to get the same quality, we have to be loving and kind to our own co-inhabitants so that we can attract loving and kind mercy from heaven. The Buddha has taught always compassion. Jesus taught the same thing. All the masters in the past taught the same things, that we have to return to our kindness and love, which is our own nature. Stop killing. Stop oppression of all kinds. We can save ourselves and our loved ones. Stop killing. Be loving. Be compassionate. Be kind. Thank you.
Save our planet. Droughts in 2010, followed by freezing weather in 2011, have gravely damaged sugarcane crops in Brazil, the world's largest producer and exporter of cane sugar, with the effect on harvests not yet known.
Save our planet. Japan-based Ecomarine Power announced on August 31, 2011, the development of solar and wind panels that can be placed as arrays on ships to function both as sails and sustainable energy generators, thus reducing fuel consumption as well as greenhouse gas emissions.
Save our planet. As of August 31, 2011, more than 7 million people are affected by severe drought in China's Sichuan province, where 479 reservoirs and 349 rivers have dried up, with water trucks being dispatched by the government to try to help with the emergency.
It's Una, the green Akuchi here, and this is my beautiful wife, Lua.
We're Mary Vegans. No animal products for us.
Now, a traveler's tip of the day.
If making a long-distance phone call while abroad, it's a good idea to use an international phone card.
This can be much less expensive than charging the call to your credit card.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And now for the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, Australia allocates $3.4 billion for sustainable energy. The newly formed Australian Renewable Energy Agency will support solar energy, geothermal and biofuels technology development. The funding is to be used by 2020. Kudos Australia on your earth-loving agency. May all nations take such significant steps combined with the low-emissions vegan diet for a glorious planetary future.
In cultural news, members of diverse faiths joined together for Singapore's Racial Harmony Day. Some 200 interfaith leaders from 25 religious organizations participated in this gathering, which was organized by the Taoist Federation. On this occasion, a new book highlighting the history of Taoism in the nation was also released by the Federation. The publication furthermore features over 20 groups representing various religions. Congratulations, Singapore, on your fantastic celebration. Also, our many thanks, Taoist Federation, for sponsoring this event and for your inclusive book. May all beings live together in harmony and grace with heaven's blessings. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Dolly and Danny, two lovely Canadian bears, have been returned to the wild. We'll take a moment to remember God's glory. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more brightening news on Supreme Master Television.
Dear friends, it is a pleasure to congratulate Supreme Master Television on the wonderful occasion of its 5th anniversary. Your unique dedication to all constructive programming has brought vital information to the public, encouraging global harmony and green living based on respect for all life. Your presentations of cultural traditions, heroic individuals and altruistic organizations, the intelligent animals sharing our planet, and relevant news on issues on peace and climate change all provide meaningful viewing as well as invitations for people to make a difference in their own lives and communities. Your contributions toward a healthier and more caring world environment are much appreciated. On behalf of the city of Pasadena, I once again congratulate Supreme Master Television on this 5-year milestone achievement and wish you all the best in your inspiring endeavors. Sincerely, Bill Bogard, Mayor.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, satisfying news for a contented world. In animal welfare news, orphan bears are returned to the wild after over a year spent in a Canadian rescue centre. According to CBC News agency, Dolly and Danny were cared for by Mark Dallin, the owner of the Healing Haven Wildlife Rescue Centre in Dorintosh, Saskatchewan. After agreeing to provide a home for the youngsters, Mr. Dallin prepared a secure area and den for them to hibernate. Initially, Mr. Dallin bottle-fed the cubs and later got them ready for life on their own. He said, "The main thing I learnt about them is that bears are so misunderstood. They're gentle creatures, not a mean bone in their body. They just go about their business. They eat mainly plants." Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. Mark Dallin and Healing Haven Wildlife Rescue Centre, for your loving dedication to the sweet bears. All the best of luck, beautiful Dolly and Danny. May you have a healthy and happy life in nature as God intended.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Watch.
The judge, "Why did you steal this man's watch?" The thief, "I didn't steal it, he gave it to me." The judge, "When?" The thief said, "When I show him my gun."
And now for our viewers' Hearthline on Palestinian folklore through harmonious music on Enlightening Entertainment. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you for the Hungarian subtitles. Ani from Hungary.
Amiable Annie, it's great to hear from you. We are very happy that people of many languages can watch this program and enjoy the incredible beauty of Palestinian music and culture. With all our best wishes and heaven's love to you and the kind-hearted people of Hungary.
Do you have a Hearthline today? We very much appreciate your Hearthlines and stories from your area. You can send them to hearthline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hearthline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be forever graced with a joyful spirit and compassionate heart.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, congratulations on the 5th anniversary of Supreme Master Television. Your growth from one satellite platform to 14 global satellites, over 90 IPTV cable networks, internet streaming, and smartphones reflects the deep and universal resonance of your message of hope, love, and compassion. I wish you all the best for your celebration, and I join you in working towards the day when we will all live together in freedom, dignity, and peace. Sincerely, Victor Manalo, PhD, Mayor.
On behalf of myself and the constituents of the 48th Assembly District, I congratulate you on your 5th anniversary. Your continuing endeavors to provide thought-provoking interviews, environmental news, and raising awareness of current issues around the world have been much appreciated. Best wishes on all future endeavors. Mike Davis, Member of the Assembly, 48th Assembly District, California State Legislature.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
According to the UK-based Economist magazine, the city of Melbourne, Australia, is ranked as the world's most livable city, followed by Vienna in Austria and Vancouver in Canada, based on their political and social stability, low crime rates, high access to quality healthcare, as well as cultural events, the environment, and education.
During the State Music Awards 2011 ceremony, held at the official residence of Sri Lankan Prime Minister D.M. Jayaratna in Colombo, artists expressed their wish to unite the country's north and south through art and music.
Vietnamese or ALEXI's president, Trương Tấn Sang, signs a decree granting amnesty to 10,244 detainees, including some foreign nationals, with Deputy Prime Minister Nguyen Xuân Phúc calling on local officials to help their former inmates succeed in the return to their communities.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, is donating $20 million to Eastern Congo to assist people in the conflict-stricken region to transition to meaningful livelihoods, with an emphasis on projects that include participation by women.
China's Ministry of Civil Affairs announces a campaign to help all homeless children, many who have been victims of kidnapping, to be returned to their parents or to be safely cared for and adopted into loving homes through aid organizations.
Leading Asian theme park in Hong Kong, Ocean Park, announces a halt on plans to import 6 beluga whales caught from the wild after animal welfare groups such as Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and Humane Society International call for the animals to be returned to their natural homes.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.